But Moni only used a pair of shares or a single crease.
Well, I mean, the thing that you use for chopping wood or for cutting wood.
Thanks.
Yeah, you mentioned the saw horse.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's just a piece of wood made in a kind of a bench concern. It could be lumber or saw or anything to saw it.
You need two of these then?
Jerry, we get hardly get along with one.
Okay.
You take two of them.
Okay. Did you ever see anything, another kind of frame built like this?
You call that ace, I call that one.
Okay.
What do you call that?
But you never saw, you always had the sawhorses were never built like the X-shaped, were they?
No, not exactly that way. Well, you might call it that way anyway, I guess you could, but I wouldn't, I guess. It's a different way than people build them. I've seen them built different ways, but they all fall.
Have you ever seen them built that way,
Shimon? I built them that way myself, you know, fork them like that. And let these ends go down on the ground, you know, and put your lumber or whatever you want to work in that fork. And so I saw wood. You can take the one out now and make you set to put a log or anything in, you know, take the saw in and saw it right up.
You call that a sawhorse when you build it like that? The X shape?
Well, you put your lumber on that horse and saw your lumber the length you want if you're going to build something else, you know, or some other instrument with your lumber. And when you get through sawing your lumber, well, you're through with your sawhorse.
Okay. And you say you'd straighten your hair with a comb and a...
I hardly ever take mine when it was a comb or a brush or nothing.
Maybe you need some dippity-doo. And say if you were going to use, if your hair was messed up, you might say you had to...
comb it down, I guess, with a comb.
Okay, or another word you might use? You didn't use a comb.
Well, once in a while people use their brushes.
So they say they were going to... They're going to wet their hair. You wouldn't say comb your hair if you use a brush.
Yeah, I'd comb my hair myself.
Okay. And you sharpen a straight razor using a...
I've shaved with a mini one.
Uh-huh.
A straight razor. A mini one. Cracked it the best it is. Best razor you ever made today. If a man's got nerve enough to use it. That's what it takes in the nerve. I used to shave one my just as easy as I wanted to. It didn't bother me a bit in this work.
How do you keep the razor sharp?
Strap them on a belt. Razor belt.
And what would you put in a pistol?
Mm-hmm.
What would you put in a pistol?
Put in it.
You'd say in a shotgun you'd use shells.
Yeah.
In a pistol you'd use what?
Well, some people call it one thing, some I see two names of them like that. You got me for that, some but I can name it. Some people call them cartridges, or we call them bullets.
Okay.
That's the two names of them. You can call them either one you want to, but still they're still shells. Right on, because they're shells with that pistol.
Okay. And what are some of the things that people used to build for children to play on?
Well, I don't really know. Some people call them playhouses, and some people call them one thing, some another. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You say something that would go up and down like this, and child would sit on this end, another child would sit on the other.
Yeah, I've seen that. But I don't